If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Warhammer Skulls reveals a bunch of new games. There's a new indie horror game set and made in Australia, and Sims like Life by You is delayed indefinitely. Here is the news for Sunday, 26th of May. Let's go!
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Whether you like the grim war of the 31st millennium or fantasy battles of the Age of Sigmar, this week's Warhammer Skulls gave us a look at a bunch of new games. Third-person shooter Space Marine 2 got a big trailer featuring 6v6 multiplayer. That's out on the 9th of September this year.
And finally, there were heaps of DLC announced for Darktide, Vermintide, Rogue Trader. So head to the show notes for more details. Get ready to dive into the Australian snowy mountains in a spooky new horror game. Sydney-based WeForge Studio has revealed more of Macabre, a co-op horror game where you venture into an unstable time rift, trying to find out where the terrifying anomalies are coming from, all while upgrading your gear and learning new skills.
The team said the biggest inspiration for the monster is alien isolation, where it's constantly adapting and changing. So make sure you don't hide in the same place constantly or it'll find you. The map layout is completely randomized as well, so each time you play, it will be a completely different experience. I love a good co-op horror like Phasmophobia and Forewarned. This might be a little bit too spooky for me, but hey, I think I might still give it a try. Grab your Keyblade and jump back into the world of Kingdom Hearts as several titles are now coming to Steam. Square Enix confirmed this week that Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 and 2.5 Remix, Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue, Kingdom Hearts 3 and Remind DLC, and Kingdom Hearts Integra Masterpiece will be available on Steam from June 13.
The games are currently available on PC via the Epic Game Store, but it's the first time they'll be available on Steam. And Life Sim fans, if you're hoping that somebody would come at The King Sims 4 anytime soon, you'll be waiting a bit longer as Life by You is delayed indefinitely. The game was due to launch in September last year, then it was delayed until March, again until June. But now, well, publisher Paradox says they aren't going to commit to any specific date.
Sims is such a dominant game, really the only one of its type in the genre. So it was hoped that Life by You and the indie Paralives would shake up the genre. But I guess we'll be waiting a bit longer yet. Fingers crossed there may be more Nintendo ports on the way as they just announced the acquisition of the game port company Shiver Entertainment. It's the studio behind some of the recent Nintendo Switch ports like Hogwarts Legacy, Mortal Kombat 11, Mortal Kombat 1, and much more. Shiver Entertainment was acquired by Embracer Group in 2021, but clearly was up for grabs during Embracer's recent layoffs and massive studio splits.
In a press release, Nintendo said it aims to secure high-level resources for porting and developing software titles, and Shiver will continue to develop ports and software for multiple platforms, including the Switch. But analysts reckon that with the upcoming Switch 2, this is a play at making those high-profile AAA releases compatible on Nintendo's hardware at launch.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
After a couple years of early access tweaking, Multiverses, the Smash Bros. Clone featuring the weirdest collection of playable characters ever seen, is officially releasing. It'll be available to play for free on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox on the 28th.
Pull on the spandex because the Australian-made Capes leaps onto PC on the 29th. It's a tactical turn-based strategy game with some cool team-up mechanics. Keep an eye out on our Lightmap podcast feed as Gianni spoke to the developers. You can find Lightmap on your podcast player now.
Nine Souls is a side-scrolling Sekiro-like focusing on counters and precision strikes. It's got a gorgeous hand-drawn art style, so it's worth seeing in motion. Pick it up on PC on the 29th of May.
Out on the 30th is the high-speed arcade racer Horizon Chase 2. If you have the need for speed but hate getting bogged down in the realism of racing sims, this is the one for you. Pick it up on all platforms, including Apple Arcade, this Thursday.
Also out Thursday is Umberclaw. It's a 2D action platformer starring a deceased house cat navigating the hand-drawn, crayon-styled realm of the dead. Out on all platforms on the 30th.
Out on May 31st is F1 24, the 17th installment in the Formula One sim series. Broom, broom. It... That made me laugh.
That's a Gianni. That is a Gianni input, of course.
Is it more interesting playing F1 than watching it? Find out when it comes to PC, Xbox, and PlayStation this Friday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been walked through by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
Have you listened to Drop Rate, Sifter's review podcast? Each episode, Chris Button is joined by some of the best gaming journalists in the country as they dig into the best new games. Find Drop Rate in your podcast player right now. Search for Sifter and Drop Rate on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you like to listen.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Courtney Barrett, Daniel Ang, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni DiGiovanni, who is also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Cade Franklin from Spitfire Interactive joins me to share Capes, a superhero tactics game where teaming up with your allies makes all the difference.
It's set in a world where the supervillains have defeated the superheroes 20 years ago. And since then, developing superpowers is outlawed. So as a player, you're one of the superheroes who was meant to be dead from 20 years ago is returned to the city. And he's starting to recruit a group of young superheroes to band together and fight back. I guess XCOM is the most obvious thing that people go, oh, it's a bit like XCOM. If you're familiar with Chimera Squad, XCOM Chimera Squad, it's closer to that, where there are kind of set heroes and there are missions that you go on.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. Head to our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you like to listen.